The Detroit Tigers are desperate to avoid becoming the worst Major League Baseball team since 1900. The record for losses in a season is 120, held by the 1962 New York Mets. Currently, the Tigers are at 118, with 3 games left to play. While the 62 Mets were an expansion team, cobbled together with rookies and past their prime ballplayers, the Tigers have been in the major leagues for more than a century. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports this is one time Tigers fans don't want their team in the history books.
It's just afternoon, and the sidewalk in front of Comerica Park is empty, except for a young man who's picking up tickets for a Tiger game.
They don't all have to be, obviously, in one row.
John Mills thanks the cashier and gets 27 tickets. He's taking a group from his church to see the Tigers play the Minnesota Twins and watch Detroit flirt with sports history.
No one really wants to see him break the record, at least from I can tell. I don't think anyone expected this. We knew they were going to be bad, but nobody expected this bad.
The Tigers have been so bad that they've been lambasted in the sports columns for months. They've had 2 8-game losing streaks in the same month. Local television newscasters have made jokes about them through the summer, and now that a new record for the most losses in a major league season is a real possibility, the national media has started following the team's woes. Tigers president and general manager Dave Dombrowski spent a part of the afternoon talking to those reporters, trying to find something positive to say about the Tigers' season.
Well, it's been a struggling year for us. There's no question about that. So we're in a position where we need to get better on the field. We have a lot of young players here, and there's been a lot of focus on the losses, which is understandable. But the process of building doesn't really change no matter how many losses you have. When you have a club that's losing 100 games, you're not in very good shape.
Detroit News sports writer Terry Foster describes the team status, well, a little less tactfully.
They're not good at all. Most of these guys, and I'll say half this roster, shouldn't be here. They should be in AAA or AA developing their skills. And what we've asked them to do is we've put them in the show and they're not ready.
Foster says there's little hope that the Tigers will improve any time in the next several years, much less repeat their 1984 World Series championship. Even so, hardcore fans have refused to give up their support of the team. Just before game time, as people file into the ballpark, a tall man in his 60s walks through the turnstiles. He's wearing a dark blue T-shirt that says, "No way, Detroit Tigers, no 121. Carl Kudla says he'll root for the team no matter what.
I'm here to profess the faith with obviously the T-shirt I got on and the fact that I'm going to be here every day this weekend to enjoy whatever we can enjoy for the remainder of the season.
After last night's game, the New York Mets' record looks a little more secure. Detroit beat Minnesota 5-4 on an 11th-inning home run. That stretches the team's winning streak to 3 games. The Tigers would have to lose all 3 of their remaining games to set a new record. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.